Gaz, what we've seen in the last couple of games, a match like that was due, and it arrived on a beautiful afternoon. What do you think?
Yeah, support, we don't get too carried away. It's a win that we needed, Rob, if I'm honest. We were desperate to get a win, however, and we didn't get off to the best of starts as well. So, but yeah, the response from the lads, and it was fantastic to get the 3 points. When we came in with 6 games to go, this was a game we targeted as one of those potentially we needed to win, really, especially after the last home performance, losing 5 on the bounce. So for the lads to come here today and put in a great shift, first and foremost, lots of team togetherness, but then score 5 goals, get 3 points. And I just said on the other radio interview, I'm still ruining that late equaliser last week, because it would have been 3 wins on the spin. But it isn't. It's 2 wins and a draw, 7 points out of 9. I think most people would have took that when we decided to make the change. And I'm counting the Heena game as well, which was my last game in charge of interim when we appointed Jeppo. So yeah, it's good, but it's 3 points, much needed. Results have been a bit mixed today with one of the teams, Kimberley, losing, Sleaford drawing, setting in next week up nicely, and Deeping getting a penalty to win the game. So mixed results, but we've stepped forward, we're out the bottom two, and still a hell of a lot of work to do though, Robin.
It was good to see them hit that goal back, that equaliser, so quickly.
Yeah, we said that was important in one of the reflections. The key thing for me is having a look around, are any heads dropping, and 1-0 down. I watched the goal against Harrowby at this end of the pitch, the top end, and you saw heads drop the last home game. But today, with what's gone on over the last couple of weeks, not one head dropped again, and that was very similar to Newark and Sherwood when our first game, when we went behind. And it was important that we got a goal back so soon, and yeah, we did, and it was a good goal. And then we got into a commanding position at half time, in a position the team are not perhaps used to, so there was a degree of nervousness there. Maybe in our first 5 or 10 minutes of the second half, we're a little bit tentative, a little bit wasteful. We gave them too many sort of sights of our goal than I would like by giving the ball away a bit too much. But once we got past the 10-minute mark, and we got Kane Lee on the pitch, I think that settled us a little bit, and we went on to get another couple of cracking goals. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's good to see Jensen still in that fine form at the moment. And he deserved man of the match.
I mean, we threw him in last week because, in all fairness, had Sam Lockley being available. Jensen still would have started last week with that Sam's injury, but he earned his man of the match last week with a hard-earned battling performance, leading the line, and he did very similar today. But turned up with a couple of goals as well, and I felt, in all honesty, maybe there was a couple more goals in us as well. To be honest, their keeper, young keeper, has made a couple of smart saves. But yeah, he was brilliant, but then so were everybody else, playing like a team, and there's togetherness. It was great to get the boys from the bench on the pitch as well. We weren't able to do that last week because of how tight the game was, but it was great to get the boys on the bench. Only one who didn't get on was Charlie Wood, but I had a chat with Charlie before the game. It's important that we've got two keepers competing, and he understands that the run, it's mini run that we're on at the moment. Harvey's not doing anything wrong to come out of the team, and to be honest, we've named the same starting 11 today, Rob, and that goes for me, continuity in a team, a goalkeeper that's playing in front of the same back four, or behind the same back four, sorry. We did toy with one or two changes, but we didn't feel the need because the lads played so well last week, and that starting 11 today is going to be a difficult one to change next week, that's for sure. But we'll see what happens in a week. We'll see who's available, who's not available next week, if you pick anything up injury wise or illness. But really proud of the team today, but we're only halfway there, so 3 games out of 6 down, another 3 massive games to go, and still a lot of work to do, Rob, to get the right side of the line end of the season.
You mentioned Kane. It was great to see him back on the pitch, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was buzzing. We wanted to take Kane last week, but we just had a discussion, an honest discussion. First, my view is that he didn't want to travel all the way to Bourne, but we did feel as though, joking apart, that another week of training under his belt would benefit him, and he was always going to start on the bench today, and it was fantastic to get on. And he's got work to do, match sharpness, but certainly his fitness, he's been working hard, running, but it's a different type of fitness in the game. So for him to get 30 minutes under his belt, hopefully he's come through it no problems. It's lovely to see, and there's a nice reception from the crowd, which today was fantastic, by the way, nearly 400 when the last home game here they witnessed probably the worst game we've seen for as long as I can remember. So buzzing. We'll enjoy it tonight, rightly so, but the hard work starts for next Saturday, come Sunday.
Yes, it's going to be a different game because it's a long journey, and it's one of the longest. But it shows you what confidence can do. When a team's got that little bit of confidence, belief in themselves, you get results like this.
And to be honest, you mentioned that word confidence, Robin. I don't feel like we've done a lot since we've come in. We've just tried to come in, be level with the lads, be opening up forefront with the lads, lay the cards on the table early. The lads know the plan, and we try to give them confidence and arm around the shoulder of a few that were low on confidence, maybe kick up the backside of a few that needed it, and they've responded. So, yeah. Confidence is the big word in football, but it's also very fragile as well. And you know, even at 5-1 up, 20 minutes to go, this is testament to the last couple of seasons we've had. I still couldn't relax. It was probably the only last 5 minutes that I could relax and smile. Big relief, great 3 points. We're only halfway there, got a lot of work to do.
Looking forward to next Saturday?
I am. No, not really. I'm not enjoying this, if I'm honest. It's it's a weird dynamic being the chairman and, you know, arguably the leader of a group that's appointed three managers that haven't worked out. But I'm trying to sort of put that to one side for now and just do my best to try and contribute together with the coaching staff to make sure that we can finish the season and not celebrate, more be relieved. But there's three or four sides in the mix, and at the minute, we've 7 points out of nine, but we want to go again and get another 7 points out of nine if possible. So.
Great stuff. See you next week.
Cheers,
Bobby. Cheers,
guys. Thank you. Nice to see you.